Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
We are really thrilled and honored today to have joining us in the studio, Khosrow Semnani, an extraordinary entrepreneur, an extraordinary philanthropist, someone who goes about doing good, making a difference every day in our community, and have been doing it for so long. Khos, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Boyd. You're being too kind. I don't deserve it all.
I just call balls and strikes. That's the truth. We focus on the truth here on this show.
Thank you. You
have been such an important part of our community for so many years. Your businesses have been successful, but more important, you're always looking for a way to make a difference. And we had the chance to spend a day together at the summit, the Kindness Summit, just a few weeks ago at the University of Utah. And you and the Semnani Family Foundation are the driving force behind that. And give us a little bit of the backstory. How did that all come about?
Backstory, that's a good way of putting it. Well, I just quickly tell you, I'm an immigrant that I came here years ago. I got dropped off over at the Greyhound Bus Depot, not too far from the station. That was over 50 years ago.
Wow.
I didn't know how lucky I was that I was in Utah, and that's where I stayed. And it's been home and for myself, my family, my wife, of course, and it's been a great place to work. And what is so really important and that really distinguishes Utah, at least, you know, my experience, is the people here are exceptionally kind and welcoming to people from other places, exceptionally, very welcoming. They give me opportunities to do things. And, of course, philanthropy was a cornerstone of, you know, many things that I've done, and I've been blessed that I'm able to be part of a solution.
Yeah.
And that is important. And I've taken advantage of that. I'm hoping that we can continue to do more. And we started this One Kind Act a Day. It's our last, I shouldn't say the last, but latest project.
Yeah.
I hope you have other ones.
many to come. And part of that One Kind Act was this summit up at the University of Utah. And it was such an amazing collection of people and stories and so many extraordinary things of people just doing good because they can, and because they're willing to just make that effort to make a difference.
Well, let me tell you a secret. The secret is when you're kind, you're happier. That's the secret.
Yeah.
And people are, I think by nature, they're kind if given opportunity and reminded of. And makes you happy, makes your day go a lot easier. And you can be kind to every stranger, your family, your friends, the environment, anything, to animals.
Yeah.
And being kind is something that I believe we can all share, regardless of religion, race, language, background.
Yeah.
And kindness is promoted by everybody.
Yeah.
And that's what we are hoping to accomplish, and to remind them and people be happier.
Yeah. And we do. We get so busy. We chase and we race around on things that we're working on. And sometimes we forget that little moment, that little opportunity to stand up and really, really make a difference. You put some great challenges out into the community, because sometimes we think, oh, you know, I have to do some big project on the other side of the world, or I have to be part of some amazing transformation. But it is neighbor helping neighbor in need, but it's also businesses being active and leaning into their community. So businesses need to be part of this One Kind Act today.
I couldn't agree with you more, Boyd. Every business that I've known that they have been respectful and kind to their customers, to their associates, to their own employees, mm-hmm. they've done very well. And I can tell you that for a fact. The professor at the University of Utah, which I'm in liberty of sharing his name, Dr. Noah Gardner, he actually spoke in one of our events, and he said that there's scientific information that people who actually are kind, they're happier. When they're happier, they're more productive. And when they're more productive, they're most courteous, and their businesses do very well. I'm happy to tell you Zion Bank has always joined us. University of Utah is not a business, but it's an institution, major institution, joined us. Many other businesses that they've come across that they've been already working with us, and Highland High School, Highland Elementary School, a number of schools that have already joined us. So they're very happy.
Yeah, I love that. As these organizations and schools, youth organizations are all signing up, and they can go to thepowerofkind.org. They can take that pledge. They can become a place of kindness. Some of the stories that we heard up at the summit were just extraordinary to me. Some of these young kids making goals of, you know, 10,000 acts of kindness, and I think they ended up doing 30 or 40,000, as only kids could. But it does have that multiplier effect. And as you were talking about those businesses, someone who's done an act of kindness is going to feel better, will be more productive. So it's actually good business to be kind.
Yes, the businesses that they are kind, their people are happier, they can communicate, mm-hmm. they can do things better. It's just a different atmosphere of working with customers, and that really makes a huge difference.
Yeah, no question about that.
I agree.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts of the day that I just keep thinking about, and I think it was a special moment for you as well. We live in an age that is so divisive on so many different things. But we had religious leaders from across the faith spectrum on stage for almost an hour, and you could have heard a pin drop up there at the University of Utah. What was it that made that so important and so special for you?
We all come from different backgrounds, naturally. And when I was thinking about what it is that we all have in common, regardless of our religion, race, language, everything else, all religions, they promote kindness. Mm. All parents promote kindness to their children. So I said, this is the common denominator, which is we all have.
Yeah.
I just have to remind them. So our whole campaign revolves around that. And in the words of President Randall of University of Utah, he said we should have Kindness Summit not only once a year. We should have it once every month.
Mm.
I couldn't agree with him more. It's just a matter of logistics, putting it together.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, the kindness that we all have in common, we can share that. We had Archbishop of Catholic Church, Bishop of Salt Lake City, Bishop Solis. We had Rabbi Spector. We had from Muslim Imam Yasser. We had Bishop Spiegel.
Yeah.
Yes. And, we had all these wonderful people. They all came, sat there and arms in arms and just supporting the whole idea of kindness. And that's like I said, regardless of your religion or race or language, kindness is an international language.
Yeah.
We all share that.
It really is. And I was having a hard time being the moderator because I was taking so many notes from everything that that group was saying. It was just such a powerful and important moment to see that play out. And I think you're right. I think we talked a little bit up there about, we often say Utah is the crossroads of the West, and we've extended that it's really the crossroads of the world, and you're out to make it the crossroads of kindness around the world.
Why not? everything is possible, first in dream and next in reality. We should just do it.
Yeah.
And I think it was very well received. And that's what I'm saying. You know, in Utah, we have that ability to experience and do what the American dream is all about.
Yeah.
But not only in business and in commercial world, but in being individual and trying to do something that is the right thing for everybody, not only at this time, but for ages to come.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping that we all participate. And we have, number of people have, and I'm really very encouraged by the support that we're getting. And thank you to you as a moderator. You did the magic job over there.
It was such a gift to be. I kept saying it's the best thing that happened to me all week, and it was such a great way to spend it. I know this has a real personal connection for you, both in terms of your own history and coming here to the state and those who did show you acts of kindness early on. I know this also has a connection to your mother and of course, to the Family Foundation. Give us a little sense of that connection and why this is so important to you.
As I said, we have all different backgrounds. I'm from Iran, and in Iran, there are many philosophers that they promoted kindness. And there's a old saying with kindness, they say, we all walk into a same room, only from different doors.
Mm.
You know, that room is kindness. Yeah. We just come from different doors.
Yeah, oh, I love that.
And when you plant a seed of kindness, you don't know how many good things is gonna that tree of kindness is going to bear. People, I really want to take the opportunity and thank Dr. Daniel Miles, who was my physics professor, who helped me to get a job. And also Dr. Henry Eyring, the father, who passed away many years ago. He helped me. I worked for him, and he helped me promote and get a better job and so on. And they were all so kind to me, and they grabbed my arms and pulled me up.
Yeah.
And I owe it to him. I really do owe it to them. And I'm just blessed that I can do this now for our community and bring back something that I learned when I was a child in Iran, and my teaching back then from my grandmother and my family, but also what I've learned here, I experienced here. It's time to give back, essentially. Yeah.
Fantastic. It is an extraordinary effort. It is not just a moment, not just an event. It is a movement that I think will continue to grow here, not just in the state of Utah, but across the country and around the world. Khosrow Simnani, extraordinary. Great to have you in today. Yes. Khosrow, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you very much for having me, Boyd.
This is an important conversation with Khosrow Simnani. He's one of those people that you've heard me describe before on this show. He's in the fingerprint business. He's not out there grabbing spotlights. He's not dominating stages. He's not trying to say, look at me. He's just out there making a difference, not just through simple acts of kindness, although I think that's where he begins and ends most of his days, but in so many important things that happen in this community that you would never, ever know. That he had an influential role on, that he contributed to, that he helped support and sustain. He's really a master fingerprinter. And to me, those are my favorite kinds of leaders. They're the high-yield, low-maintenance kind of leader. They can lead from any point on the compass. They never have to have the microphone. They never have to be on the stage because they're just out there doing it. And what he's doing with the, you can go to thepowerofkind.org, powerofkind.org, and be part of this one kind act a day. It is making a huge difference, and we can all participate. I love that they're getting young people involved, schools being involved, businesses signing up and saying, hey, we're in. We're going to be part of that kind of movement. And this really brings our show full circle today. We started with Eboo Patel, president and founder of Interfaith America, who will be the keynote speaker, commencement speaker tonight up at the University of Utah, talking about how do we build bridges? How do we come together to solve problems? And one of the things that Eboo described to us that I think relates to what Khosrow Simnani just shared, and that is if we all come to the table, if we value the differences through kindness we can get to this really magical space where everybody brings their unique gifts and ideas and talents and abilities and perspectives, and we all come to the table, and then together we enter this space of creative combination where you bring the best of you, I bring the best of me, and then through the kindness and the way we treat each other, we can have different conversations and we can experience that creative combination that always produces magical, extraordinary results in our neighborhoods and communities and in our country as well. Again, big thanks to Khosrow Simnani, the Simnani Family Foundation, and One Kind Act a Day. Well, that wraps it up for us on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.